This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Eight Republican lawmakers have attended a White House briefing about explosive allegations that Russia secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. The White House press secretary insists that President Donald Trump has not been briefed on those findings because they had not been verified. Members of Congress in both parties are calling for additional information and consequences for Russia. Republicans who were in Monday's briefing are expressing alarm about Russia's activities in Afghanistan, and they're urging the administration to hold Russian President Vladimir Putin accountable. Eight Democrats are to be briefed on Tuesday morning. Since hitting the milestone of 500,000 COVID-19 deaths early Sunday morning, the global figure has jumped by approximately 5,000 more. In the U.S., the figure has climbed to more than 126,000 dead. The number of confirmed infections globally is nearly 10.3 million and nearly 2.6 million in the United States. Brazil is second to the United States in deaths and infections. Vice President Mike Pence had some administration officials focusing on the positive of COVID-19. Infections have surged in parts of the U.S. They've noted that only 3% of the 4% of counties in the U.S. have been experiencing a spike. An AP fact check looking at all these parameters and remarks by Pence found that is about right. But what the officials are not emphasizing is the more than 20% of the population lives in the relatively small chunk of countries. This is VOA News. Arizona's governor has ordered bars, nightclubs, and water parks to close again for at least a month, starting Monday night. It was a dramatic about-face for Republican Governor Doug Ducey as coronavirus cases surge in the Sun Belt. Ducey also ordered public schools to delay the start of the classes at least until August 17th. Both orders can be extended. Arizona emerged from stay-at-home orders in mid-May, but infections have since begun spiking. The Florida city, where U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to accept the Republican nomination for his re-election bid, voted Monday to require masks in public and indoor spaces. The U.S. is seeing about 40,000 new confirmed cases per day, and states like Texas and Florida are backtracking, clamping down on bars, restaurants, and beaches. A Minnesota judge is warning that he is likely to move the trials of four former police officers charged in George Floyd's death out of Minneapolis if public officials and attorneys continue speaking out about the case. The county judge, Peter Cahill, asked a prosecutor during a pretrial hearing on Monday to use his influence to get public officials to stop talking about the case. If they don't, he says he'll have to move the trial or trials, depending on whether the officers are tried together or separately. Floyd, a black man in handcuffs, died May 25th after Officer Derek Chauvin held his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 8 minutes. Some public officials were quick to call Floyd's death a murder. China's parliament has now set the stage for the most radical changes to the former British colony of Hong Kong's way of life since it returned to Chinese rule. Now, in response, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam is saying it's not appropriate for her to comment on the national security legislation. Cable TV, citing an unidentified source, said the new law passed Tuesday and it happened on a unanimous vote by the Standing Committee of China's National People's Congress. The legislation pushes Beijing further along a collision course with the United States, Britain, and other Western governments, which have said that it erodes the high degree of autonomy the global financial hub has been granted since a July 1, 1997 handover. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.